here with you now.
It was dark. I was outside. I could hear water, insects. I was looking for you. I kept calling your name. You never answered. I was so afraid something had happened to you. And then I saw a man lying on the ground. He wasn't moving. He looked dead.
Said that you might be experiencing more of
this. I know, but Jason.
Darling, please. Now, what I want you to do is just forget all about it. Okay? Take your morning medication when you wake up, finish your reading. And later, when I'm back, we can celebrate. If what I suspect is true, feeling all this misery of this awful disease, I'll be able to make it all go away, just like I promised.
Jason, wait. The man in my dream. I was afraid because I thought it was you. But when I got closer, it wasn't you. It was a monster.
Henry?
Well, I have done a little bit of acting in a very minor way, so I try to approach writing from a method acting point of view, you know, the Marlon Brando touch. So, like, in order to write Swamp Thing, you have to lay in a bath with a load of mud and lugworms for a couple of weeks, and then you're in about the right mood to actually sit down and write a Swamp Thing script. Surely. Well, I don't know, that is pretty serious. I mean, I do get into a character to the point where I sit in front of a mirror and try and imagine what it would feel like to be that character, how their body would feel, whether it would be heavier than mine or lighter than mine, how they'd move. And it's pretty psychotic. I'm glad I work alone, because if anyone could see me while I was working, then I would probably be in one of the jackets that does up at the back by now, you know. But yeah, I sit there in front, and I put on a voice, I talk to myself. I probably shouldn't be revealing this in front of an audience, but yeah, I mean, I do. I actually get into the part where I'm acting out my dialogue and seeing how it sounds. Mm-hmm. and trying to imagine a real person saying it, and that does help to get the flow, and to get the characters accurate. And I think people can tell in the final analysis, you know. But again, it's something where if I've got a particularly horrible character to portray, then it doesn't do very much for the people around me for the days when I'm writing that character, you know. It's I'll become a pretty unpleasant person for that stretch of time, you know.
Imagine you're a clown. Imagine you're a clown. Imagine you are a plant, is a plant that thinks. Imagine that you are a plant that thinks. Imagine that you are a plant that thinks of herself. Imagine you're a plant that is thinking of who you are. Imagine that you are a plant that thinks of herself as you. Imagine that you are a plant that thinks she is you.
How does your family deal with that? Who are your family? Tell us.
My wife Phyllis and my two adorable daughters Leah and Amber, 3 and 6, and they've got used to it by now. You know that they see sort of Daddy coming downstairs with a strange expression on his face and. Yeah, I mean, they know. They don't get alarmed by it anymore.
Imagine that you are a plant in crisis. Imagine that you are a plant that feels that she is something other than you. Imagine that you are a plant in an existential crisis. Imagine a plant that has to choose a new identity. Imagine a plant that has to reimagine herself. Imagine you are a plant reimagining herself.
Odyssey that's morphing goes on.
It's called The American Gothic, and basically Swamp Thing is going through the dark underside of America in order to save the earth from being destroyed by these spiritual people who live on a different plane of existence. And since Swamp Thing is in touch with spiritual things now, he's the likely candidate to do this. And we're going to be introducing a lot of horror aspects in this as well. We're going to have a couple of vampire stories, a couple of werewolf stories, haunted house stories. And but it's up to Swamp Thing. I mean, he has to really, he travels all through America, but he also can come back to the swamp because of his teleportation, organic teleportation abilities now. So he does come back and visit Abby, who's going to be going on trial, actually, for living with a swamp creature.
What I'm trying to do is to get into a character who's almost an elemental force. Swamp Thing's intelligence is not human. He experiences what's going on in the soil and the plant life around him. He knows where the insects are laying their eggs. He knows, you know, where the fish are spawning and sort of stuff like that. He's got the whole swamp inside his mind. He's connected to it. And that perspective, it's an alien intelligence. He sees things differently to human beings. His values are different, and he's like an earth spirit. He's a very primal character, a very pagan character, and that's the way I've been trying to sort of interpret him, that his thought processes are very slow and geologic, but he has got this sort of empathy with the earth and the plant life and the bugs and the birds. And it just gives a different perspective. It's very interesting, well, to me anyway, it's a very interesting perspective to write about, to sort of try and get the reader involved in an utterly alien experience, to sort of drag them into something that they've not experienced before, to get them to see through the eyes of this vegetable, you know, to see what the world's like from the point of view of its plant life.
Please talk to me. Why did you want to come back here?
Because I have to know for sure.
You have to know what? Alec, please talk to me. Alec, please talk to me. Alec!
Hulk is dead.